Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to your favorite podcast, Seated with Levo and
Tato Rampedi.
Oh yes, we are back. So grab your favorite seat and take some time off. If you're listening to this on a podcast or streaming platform, give it what? Move my 5 stars.
5 stars, we'll say, give us the 5 stars.
Please, guys, we're trying to make it into the top 154 charts. Yeah. I think we're 186.
You guys don't want to see us shine. I want to wake up and be like, Levo, we charting.
Yeah, we're number one.
So we're pleading with you guys, please, can you get the audio listens up? We appreciate the video views.
Yeah,
we love you guys so much for giving us that. But let's just, you know, when you're washing the dishes, when you, you know, anything, when you clean the car, when you're driving to work, change the, you know, switch off the radio, and switch on Apple Podcasts,
Or play them Spotify at the same time. Don't be selfish. But grab your favorite seat, and you know, I hope you guys are good. I hope you guys are having a great week, and that obviously takes us into our favorite question of the week. But before we do that, we have to tell you guys what's actually happening on the podcast today.
Oh yeah.
So we're doing a bit of an intro and catch up, just me and Tata speaking about how we are. A couple of icebreakers, which is what the podcast is about, life in our 20s, and also just having a comedic relief in between that. Yeah. And of course, we'll be playing some games, some movie recommendations, content creator suggestions, and for you lucky membership only, close friends, we'll be having a bit more content for you guys on the membership. So please listen by.
Yeah. So if you guys don't know, we've recently launched membership. What you guys can do is you guys can pay a monthly fee and you get to see an extended version of this podcast, an extended version of Thought Digest, and a brand new podcast coming very soon called Capable, which is a men's wellness podcast by your boy Tato Rampira. Guys, I promise you, this is the last thing I drop. I'm tired. This is the last thing I drop. From here, it's just about consistency. But yeah, man, we just want to say sorry for not posting last week. It was Easter.
Public holidays and stuff, guys.
Yeah. And we're together, which is dope. I mean, don't ask us what we were doing. But we were together.
We were together.
Which is good. But yeah, question of the day.
How are you? Jamashiri, you want to go?
I can go. I'm good, bro. So obviously, you guys know, Levo's mood is dependent on his bank balance. My mood is dependent on the presence of my girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is God.
Yo, so real. I never thought about that.
Like, guys, I am the most calm, hardworking person when my girlfriend is around. When she's gone, I just go out of control. I go into a spiral of events. I really get addicted to, like, releasing dopamine.
Yeah, but that makes sense. You know, I think that when you're surrounded by companionship for such a long time, because she was here for, like, what, a month? The moment it goes away, you just unfamiliar. Like, you're just there like, yo, what the hell? Like, I'm actually alone now. And do you wanna take away that feeling of being alone?
I don't forget it, bro. So the way my girl, I was telling Percy about this at the gym. And I was like, bro, you know, everything I do in my apartment, my girl follows me. Like, when I go to the bathroom, she follows me. Like, I have no privacy. When I'm taking a dump, she's there opening the door. Baba, I want to just ask you, and then I'm just there, this is me there, by the toilet. I just wanted to ask, you know what's been on my mind? I've been thinking about really launching a new, I'm like, can I have some space? She goes, no, come on, I've seen everything. I'm like, dude, I understand you've seen everything, but yo, boy, can I please have my like, let me take a dump. But obviously, I don't mind, I like it. I'm just saying, like, I'm so used to being her around and I genuinely like it. Like, I enjoy those moments where she comes into my space and I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'm in the kitchen washing the dishes, she's there by my side. So when she left, I had the first moment of, like, true silence.
Yeah.
And I drove to the airport, dropped her off. Like, we have this thing where we don't want to see the other person walk off.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I always say, no, you walk in. And then I drive off because I wanted to see me drive away.
Yeah.
So rather, I want to take the pain of seeing her leave.
And then she doesn't have to see you leave.
See me leave.
Yeah.
But we always fight about that. And this time she wanted me to leave.
Mm.
So I drove off and she watched me drive off. And I was just there like...
I'm sorry for laughing. This is extremely romantic, like, but I'm just imagining you in the car.
You know, that happens to me every time.
Brands of make her day. Brands of make her day.
Every
time she's there. Yeah. So you'll probably cry.
So every time, like, I'll be driving off, and then I'll be like, I'll be cool now. Like, I'll choose a song. Then I'll be like, yo.
She's gone. Yeah.
And then, like, I go through, like, then I do this thing where I open the door, and I'm like, nah, chill. And then, bro, I literally, like, I always park my car on the side of the highway.
And I cry
for like 20 minutes.
Did you do this for real?
Yeah. Every single time.
Hey, you guys love each other. What?
Boy, and it's like, it's so funny because, like, nobody knows about this. Yeah, dude. Like I fall out, like, boy, like,
I didn't know this.
Like, I come back with my eyes.
Did you know this?
I come back with my eyes swollen. And then, like, I go into bed and I chill. And then I lay down straight. And then I listen to, like, a podcast.
Like, a comedy.
About healing. Like, I genuinely experience a breakup every time she leaves.
Do you think that, obviously, because this stems because you have a large part of your identity lies with her.
I wouldn't say a large part of my identity lies with her. I'd say a large part of my, I was about to redefine identity.
But it's like you.
Like a large part of my lifestyle, what I do.
So a large part of your identity.
Not identity. A large part of my lifestyle, of my everyday.
Yeah.
Lies with her.
Okay.
When she's around. Because we are both in the same space, you know? So, yeah, dude. Yeah. Because identity is me. Like, I still, like, exist as Tato. I still like what I like to do. So, yeah. When she's gone, I still have my identity. I still get to do things I enjoy. But when she's here, I get to enjoy that. I get to do the things that I enjoy with her.
Yeah.
And we happen to enjoy the same things. Same. We've got the same sense of humor. Like, the jokes I would tell anybody in this room, no one would laugh. She would laugh.
Yeah.
The jokes she would tell in this room, nobody would laugh. I would laugh.
Yeah.
Like, we both just, like, get each
just
other.
Just get each other. Yeah.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm okay.
I was going to say, guys, in front of us, we've got three amazing people.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Aiden. You guys are always shooting the podcast. He's doing something great.
Yeah.
Shout out to Langa for pulling through. We've got Katako in the building, too. So shout out to everybody.
And Sia downstairs.
And Sia downstairs.
And Kelso.
And Kelso.
It's a full house. Full house today. Yo.
Yeah. My cousin's downstairs, Kelso. Shout out to Kelso.
Yeah, shout out to Kelso.
And Siam Tanda's downstairs, too.
Hey, Siam Tanda.
Siam Tanda. Okay, so Sia's name is actually Sia Bonga, but we make a joke and call him Sia Bonga.
Sia's name is Sia Bonga.
Don't know, we're grateful every time we
win. Sia Tanda. Oh, but anyways, by the way, I'm also okay. Yeah. I want to say it was my birthday recently.
Oh, yeah,
I think that's a huge thing to speak about on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm now in my late 20s.
Yeah.
Which is very sad to say. I'm 25 now.
You're in your mid-20s.
I think the mid is past. It's the end of the mid.
No, the mid is between 24 to 26.
Isn't it from 23 to 25?
No, that's your early 20s. Early 20s is from 20 to 23.
I thought your early 20s was 20 to 23. 23, yeah. Starting 23, then
no,
23.
20 to 23.
Oh, including 23?
Yeah, because what are you in 20? You're
you literally just became a young 20-year-old. And then 21.
Early 20s.
21 is the big celebration. 22, you're like, oh, like...
Okay, cool.
23, you're old.
No, 23, you're like, okay, Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Jordan, yeah.
24, you're like, you're okay.
Old. I'm 25 next year. No, 24, you spend your entire 24 saying, I'm 25 next year. And then you get to 25, down which spiral. I'm at now. And what? It's a what? It's a what? Down spiral?
They spiral down. Like, it's just like, you're like.
What?
A down spiral.
That can't be true. I'm not going to believe that. But yeah, now I'm 25 and I'm just there like, oh, maybe I should fix my life. Yeah. Which is very, very crazy. And I'm just trying to go out less, be more, you know.
And you have.
Go out less, spend less money, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
And I was trying to do the same thing, but like I said, like, yeah.
Yeah. But let's get into the great things.
Down spiral, it's not a saying.
I guess so. It's
spiraling down.
In terms of like fun, you have to look, as you grow older, you look, you have to sacrifice more.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like you have to start like slowing down.
Well, I think you redefine what fun is.
And yesterday, actually, funny enough, we're at Tato. Congratulations, Emmanuel and Brit, Tato's close friends. They just got married. And we're at the wedding. And we're sitting with Tato's like high school mates. And they looked at me and they were like, yeah, don't miss going out at all. I was like, not even a little bit. He's like, nah, don't miss it out. I don't miss it at all. I don't miss it at all.
Like, they're like, the body, bro. The body can't take it, brother.
They were like, nah, brother. They're like, nah, brother. I don't miss it at all. And I'm just there like, yo, ish. Like, how? Because I think I'm at a space where I'm like, I know I'd miss it if I stopped now.
Yeah, we're at a space where we want to want to go.
Yeah,
we want to go. You understand? Which is, but we know we shouldn't be going.
But I think that's the first step. That's the first step, man. Yeah.
So we're doing okay.
Yeah, we're doing okay. So I'm trying to go out less, invest in myself more, you know.
Redefine.
Take care of the people that I care and love for. And dog,
100%. Yeah, so now we got some tweets. We call this segment the icebreaker. And I don't think we're breaking any ice because we're brothers and we're literally asking each other how we are. So we want you guys to redefine what this segment should be. Like, I just don't know what to call it.
I think it's just, let's just call it keeping up. Like, keeping up with opinions.
Keeping up with opinions. Okay,
I like
cool.
That. Yeah.
So the first
keeping
one is...
Welcome back to keeping opinions.
Yeah. We stand on business. What's life teaching you right now?
Yo, it's exactly as I was saying in the like, how am I? I'm learning that I should go out less.
Yeah.
Build around me. Because when you go out less, you're building others, by the way. Like when you're going out, you're building everyone else but you. Like you're going out and you just, which is good. You should be able to go out and like release. But the level that I think I do it is a bit
hectic. Our rate is insane.
It's a bit hectic. But like when you do go out, you're literally just paying bills and drink. When you could use that money at home and have a good meal, buy yourself a new blanket.
What happened? What like, did you
buy,
do?
Like, wow. buy like a whole...
I need you to take me through this course.
Anyways, okay, whatever. But my point is, what I'm trying to say is that
I
like,
can just picture like them doing a PowerPoint.
Shut up. Can I just finish?
Sorry guys. I'm talking to somebody in front of us.
So like my point is like what I'm really learning is that I can still go out of my boys.
Yes.
But it doesn't have to be like from Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah.
I can go out on the Saturday.
Yes.
And then spend the rest relaxing. And,
yes.
And I can afford that. Yes. The problem is that when you go out every day, it's like I can't really afford that.
You also start questioning like your contribution to society and what you earn. Yeah. You're like, yo, bro, I'm not working hard enough. I'm making enough money.
Bro.
But you do.
Yeah.
Like I was speaking to our dad earlier, and we were speaking about like just making money, business, growing and everything. And he was like, bro, the problem with you is that you make money, but where your money goes is the biggest problem. He was like, we work so hard to make money, and then our rate of consumption is
higher.
So he was like, why would you work so hard if you're going to finish it so fast? Rather work half what you're working.
and finish that thing fast.
Because then I just want to finish fast.
Real, though.
Because you get a day of enjoyment, 2 days of enjoyment. Like, rather just work less hard.
I think we were speaking about this the last time in the podcast. We spoke about how, like, I think we've now figured out how to make money. It's about where do we put that money now? That's the thing that we're really struggling with. But that also comes with just being young and black. Because obviously, if we were like our counterparts, the white, etc., you know, we were going to have that historical base, that financial history, the financial education.
Uncle Tom
would tell you, yo, listen, Tato, I'm seeing you making money, but listen, buy more equipment. Yeah. Rent it out. Then you're like, oh, what? That's what I should be doing with my money. But now, black community is like, okay, cool, get a job.
Yeah.
You get the job, make the money.
Get that Beamer. I was on Instagram this past month. I know that sounds weird, but like this past month on Instagram, rather, let me say, all the influencers I've been following and everyone's getting
cars.
Beamer, everyone's getting Mercedes Benz.
Cars.
It's cars. And it's like, we've got this culture of like, oh, wait, you make money.
So you buy a car.
Get a crazy car.
Why? Why? Like, doc,
because you need to look like you doing
making money. And another thing my dad said, you know, he said that poor people spend thousands and thousands of rands trying to look rich.
Yeah.
And then rich people try to spend thousands and thousands of rands in order to perceive to be poor, you know? Yeah. And I think that like the whole conversation about this money is where do we pour it? And I think that's something that we've been like really trying to like
figure out.
And that's what life is teaching us right now. Because we figured out the way you shouldn't be doing this too much.
Yeah.
Wada wada. But the next step is like, okay, cool. You make 100 rand. 50 of that rand has to go make another 100 rand. We think that 50 rand is for, we made profit 50 rand, we can spend 50 rand. No.
It's not how it works. I'm going to say the exact same thing. I mean, like,
what's your answer?
It's like the exact same thing. So I'm going to go straight into the tweets. People are saying, so what's life teaching you right now? To focus on myself and trust in God. Mm. 100%. I've also been like literally trying to speak to God more. Like I go to my balcony and like I just like sit in the night and I literally just like try have a conversation.
I want
to
be...
Because I always hear people say like, I spoke to God yesterday. I'm like, hey,
what did he say?
What's the line?
What did he say?
I have the phone number. And this is crazy. You know what's crazy, man? So I've been trying to like, I'm building a new business, right?
Yeah.
And I wasn't too sure about it. So I literally like... prayed for like a good like 5-6 minutes, like literally consistent words, trying like telling God how I feel.
Mm.
And then what happened was I was fetching in Bali. So I start, I'm like, yo, let me listen to a podcast about wellness.
Yeah.
That podcast had all of the answers that I needed.
Yeah.
So I called, I'm like, babe, I prayed to God. Then I searched for this podcast. I found a new podcast. I've been worried about these 5-6 different things. And all of those things were addressed in this podcast.
Mm.
Am I searching for what I want the answers to? Or did God give you that podcast?
You see, I want to mention this. I want to mention this because, and a lot of you, because I know a lot of people are going to relate to this, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the times with God and like life, I struggle to believe coincidence and like intervention. Because what happens is that, for example, I would say I'm religious, but at the same time, I'd say I'm really not religious at all.
Yeah.
But I catch myself, and I think a lot of us do this, and you guys will tell me if you've ever done this ever. It's a thing of like, okay, cool, I'm done. I'm ready to, let's make it a test.
Yeah.
I'm about to write this exam. I've studied for the exam. I wear a sharp. I know I'm 100% good. Let me go to sleep. Eish! Man, what if God now thinks that I didn't pray to him to say, please help me? He's going to make me fail to teach me a lesson. God, please make sure that I pass the test tomorrow.
So you're talking about praying in fear.
Praying in fear. Do you guys ever do that?
No.
You've never prayed in fear? I do it all the time. Like, let's say I'll get like a brand deal.
I don't think God is
I don't know why, but like, I do it all the time. I'll be like, I get a brand deal, now. They'll be like, oh yeah? Oh my heart. actually, it's all to God's grace. Until I'll be like, it's all to God's grace.
But you know, I can picture your mind. Your mind is you're looking at God, look at you like,
it's all you.
All you?
All you.
Oh, so those prayers when you were done bad.
Yeah.
Who was that for?
Who saved
hey,
you?
Hey, God, please, I need you this time.
Who saved
you? God,
give me strength.
God,
I gave you the strength. So I always, I really, exactly that. I literally perceive it as that. So I'm always just there like, oh. Mm. God, please, just, yeah.
No, you shouldn't be praying out of fear. I think when you pray...
Have you read the first part of the Bible, brother? Everybody was catching smoke. Everybody. I'm pretty sure there was an... you guys know... Guys, you guys telling me you haven't read the first part of the Bible? That God can be scary. Am I tweaking? God can be scary. I was reading a story the other day in the Bible. This couple, God's like, yo, I don't know what happened. I think it was a couple, it was a family. Yeah. God's like, listen... By the way, this is a true, like, it's in the Bible, you can check it. God's like, listen, tonight I'm killing everybody. God's like, listen, tonight I'm killing everybody. You guys need to leave the city. If you turn back, I'm going to turn you to salt.
Yeah.
So it says to the couple, if you turn back, I'm going to turn you to salt. So what the couple do, they grab everything, they buy from the city. They fall now, but they can hear the screams. Behind them. Yeah. So I think it was the lady. It was the lady. The lady of the couple, she turns back, poof, turns into salt. God didn't think to himself, shame, she's out of the city. You feel me? But the whole story goes into how much can you believe. That's one of my favorite verses because I'm just there. It's like, remember that brother? The father. God tells him, yo, take your son. Take him to the first part of the Bible is very scary. He says, take your son to the top of that hill and kill him. He says, why God? God doesn't answer. Tells his son, yo, I think we should take a camping trip. The brute takes the son, go up the hill.
Yeah.
He's about to kill him. He says, God, God says, kill him. Kill that thing. So God, that brute picks up the thing. And then he like slaps. God says, wait, you pass. That's a very scary entity.
I know there's also one where I think God warned people and said, like, if you don't paint a cross on your door.
Oh yeah, with blood. It was lamb's blood.
Lamb's blood.
Then the it's gonna come into your house. That's very scary stuff.
Because they're like, I'm busy, you know they're gonna do it, just prevent it.
All across deep it. When he speaks to Noah, what does he say? Yo, by the way, in a couple of days, I'ma flood this thing. Am I tweaking?
Speaking to Noah, brother.
Was it Noah with Moses? I always confuse him. Noah, right? Noah's ark, yeah.
Noah.
He goes to Noah, he says, yo, by the way, I'm going to flood this thing. Go fetch an animal, one and two. If I was Noah, I'd be like, what? He's fetching animals as well. It's serious, man. He's going to get rid of us. Noah goes around, tells everyone, yo, guys, God's going to flood. I always think, I read that story, and I'm like, why didn't God just... give everybody like the group call thing and tell everybody I'm going to flood this thing. They're going to believe. But the whole purpose is like you have to have faith in God.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stories, I don't want to question the validity
yeah.
of the stories.
Yeah.
But I think the purpose of the stories is to truly
teach
people the yeah. importance of having faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, some of them, they're a bit extreme.
Yeah, yo. Sorry. Let's go back into what's life teaching you right now.
Yeah, people are talking about, you know, standing on boundaries and speaking up for yourself. I think that's so important. I know I managed Mami Dearest and she was going to an event. I think she was going to the launch, a Nando's event.
Nando's.
And I was like, dude, when you get there, like, listen to people, right? Like, introduce yourself and you need to ask them what they do, have a conversation, don't make it about you, and then mention what you do at least once. So I think when this person says, like, speak up for yourself, it's so important for you in any space, in any room, to truly speak about what you do.
Yeah.
But don't make yourself the subject matter and be there like, you know, I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm good at this, you know.
It must be fluid.
It should be fluid. So I think that's a skill that everybody should know. Like, never be shy to speak about what you do, but don't make it the center of the conversation. Because people are speaking about themselves.
Mm.
Yeah. So let them speak about themselves and then let them receive you in a manner that, okay, cool, the person is receptive of me.
What would you say in terms of that tweet, like, is your most recent boundary that you're like standing on? Like right now, you're standing on that business, you're like, nah.
I think for me, I've got this tendency of trying to rush everything I do when it comes to business, right?
Yeah.
I've got this idea, I must execute it in 3 days. Mm. So I told myself to set clear timelines now. So a boundary of mine is to relax when I'm working and I'm trying to execute 100%. Something and I'm really focused on doing one thing at a time now because I've realized that like I'll have 7-8 things happening at the same time and I'm pouring into each of them very slowly. So what I try to do now is that I try to complete one so I can have things executed now. So I can say, I thought this thing, now it's done. So a big boundary of mine is being able to just relax and really work within my time frames and not try work on so many things at once. Because I'm truly like, I was in a space where like, I would be within Bali, hey, let's do this thing. How's that thing going? Oh shit, we've sent this pitch. Mm. Oh, what about that thing? It's like, bro, if you work in a linear manner, completing one task at a time, you can truly achieve greatness. So that's one thing that I've, my boundaries in. What about you?
Just to put it safe, just like, give yourself days. Like, I want to be alone sometimes. So I'll give, so because I'm such a sociable person,
yeah.
It's if I'm always at work, I'm working from home, I'm with my hand, or like, I'm with my boys. So I always say to myself, okay, cool. Like, above all those things, can I just have, when is your time?
Because you're with, when are you with yourself?
Yeah, when am I with myself? And I'm not with myself a lot. And I think that's one thing, like, I've just been trying to set, be like, yo, I actually want to be alone today. Or I want to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's dope, dude. I think we can move straight into the next one, dude.
Yeah, yo, we've been dropping.
What's made you cut off a close friend?
You go first. I don't know. Have you ever cut off a close friend, Tato? I don't think you have.
I have. So obviously, they don't know that they've been cut off, but due to my lack of interaction with them, they've been cut off.
I wish I could know. Can you WhatsApp me? I don't know.
So many, dude.
What?
So for me, it's like...
What?
Yeah.
How are there so many? Yeah. I'm pretty sure you're loyal to everyone you've met since grade one.
Like... I don't cut off, I create distance. And then like my energy towards you now changes from being like a hey to like a when you say hey. So my biggest thing with friendship is that I'm a lover, dude. So you guys see it with my relationships, like every time I'm in a relationship, like I love with all of me. You guys see it with my friend, like my relationship with you, like this is my brother. We do everything together. We party together. We like chill together. We relax together. We've been growing together, learn together. So with friends, I behave in the same manner.
Mm.
So my biggest problem is that like, because I pour so much of myself, when I'm around people that only want to receive, it really hurts me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I used to be like, yo, no, not everyone will pour like you.
Yeah.
And then I told myself for the longest time, okay, cool, not everyone will pour like you. So like, you must accept that.
Can I?
And then I told myself, no, dude, people have been saying, not everyone's like you. Find people like you. Why must you build someone who doesn't want to pour as much as you're pouring? Because if you receive them in a specific manner and you're really enjoying the friendship and you want to pour, then why aren't they receiving you the same way? That means that it's a one-sided thing.
I want to just clarify something, and Tato, you can correct me if I'm wrong. So when Tato says like they wouldn't be like you, I think Tato would be like, yo, if this person was in my position, they would behave in the way I would behave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what that's the thing that we'd have of all the friendships in his life. So it's a thing of like, obviously, like, let's say... you have a car and all your friends don't have a car. Toto would be like, yo, let me fetch my friends and drop them, whatever, not make them charge. Because he's in his mind, he'd be like, if he had a car and I didn't. But in reality, there are a lot of people that are on just the, let me just receive. They don't, when they get the car, they don't pull back.
Yeah, they don't pull back. Yeah.
They don't pull back, yeah.
So, yeah.
Very deep learning, yo. A very deep, very deep.
Because I was so like sure that like, dude, not everyone will be like you. You just laugh differently. No, no. If someone wants to pour out to you, they will. Like, I've seen with you, like, for example, you pour out to me.
Yeah.
There's another person, like, who's close to me that truly pours out to me quite a bit. Who's it? Yeah. Percy.
Gamo.
Percy. Yeah, obviously, Gamo.
Yeah, Gamo.
So, Percy. So, like, I met Percy only, like, last year.
Yeah.
And, like, our relationship has really grown and, like, we truly, like, pour out to each other quite a bit.
Mm.
So, like... I see like for example, you see what you're talking about, the thing of like, if you had to do something, would they do it back? I've seen Percy like
do it all the time, like, all the time.
All of the time. He's just a good
man. I say that all the time.
He's a good man.
He's a good man.
He's a good, like, I remember those times.
Yeah, that's
like,
Yam Tanda.
They haven't mentioned your name once.
Haven't mentioned you once, Yam Tanda.
So like, I remember like once with Percy, like I think went out twice,
yeah? Yeah.
And like, I think I copped something small, dude. And then I copped something small. And then like, I was like, okay, cool. I've been copying, but it's like, it's not that deep. I said I wanted to do it. Dude, the next three times you went, I was like, nah, dude, let me do it.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
It's my turn. Like,
that's the shit I was about to say. So he has a love language for like, I'm just going to say food. He has love language, for example, food.
Yeah, because he loves food.
He loves food. So I'll buy him food. Oh boy, he'll be like, Levza! He'll show me, and that's one of my love languages. Like when I get someone something,
yeah.
It's like, Sia also does that. I'll give Sia that one. If you do something for them, they very appreciate. That's one of the things I love about Purse. Like, Purse never acts like it's, boy, I love Khunze, but he never, I can give Khunze, Khunze can crack his phone, I buy him an iPhone, he's like, away, bless. Thanks so much. Thank you so
but
much.
But Khunza is the same.
He's so not
speaking about Khunza because
Percy will be everything. Like, oh, boy, Lebza, what?
But at the same time, like,
but it's like how they are.
Like,
man.
At the same time with Khunza, like, as much as he's nonchalant, you have to understand he's like that. Because I remember
Khunza, he's like that.
He gave Lebza shoes. He's like, yo, bro, I don't know. Like,
if you like, if you want me, if you put me kicks.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know if you're going to fuck with these shoes, but I got you these shoes. I'm like, cool.
Oh, wait, cool. I'm like, yo, I love these. I love these. I think I took off my shoes that day and wore those shoes. Yeah. Then he was just like, oh, yeah, they look clean.
Even last year, I think for Lebo's birthday, Khunza bought Lebo and himself matching like
jackets.
Baseball jackets.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, bro, I was giving myself a jacket. I got you one too.
Dad. It wasn't for my birthday. He just got, you got two. And then he was like, Lebo actually would like this one.
No.
He didn't buy it intentionally.
He did buy it intentionally. He said, I was getting myself a jacket.
He did buy it intentionally. I think it was that one.
Yeah,
it is that one.
Yeah, he's like, I got myself a jacket. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me get you one too. Then so I was just like, okay, Khunza is falling in love with Lebo.
So maybe that's the conversation we should be having. Sometimes do we recognize the efforts, or rather like the behavior of the other person when we truly don't believe it? Like, it's not the same love language as us in our friendship. So for example, what you're saying now,
do we understand
how they actually give
love?
So you see how Khunza, we being like, but we know him.
Yeah,
sometimes we don't see those things as like, I don't know if I'm making sense.
I understand you. So you're basically saying, are we making false decisions and cutting people off due to lack of understanding how they show their love? Yeah. I don't think so. I think love, even though it can come in different ways, you will feel it.
Yeah.
So for example, when Khunza did that for you, you felt it somewhere
through
in your heart.
Through it.
You're like, you can speak, dude, you did this thing for me.
Very true.
So I don't think so.
Very true.
Yeah.
But with the hard opinions, let's see what made you guys cut off your close friends.
Yeah.
Some of you said they were self-centered, a bad influence, always had a smart remark about every time I had something to say.
So I hate people like this.
I hate it.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of the times they don't speak about this. People are jealous of you. People are jealous of you. And sometimes the people can also be your friend. And that reflects in how they treat you. Like, they're always like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It shows a certain level of like jealousy. And I believe that a lot. Yeah. They hate us because they ain't us.
I'm dead.
Someone else said, giving me hand down clothes on my birthday.
Oh, fit. Hand me down clothes. So it's like, it's your birthday that I'm giving
you.
You
give me the sweater. You give me the sweater.
That's so beautiful,
that's
bro.
That's sweet, though. Like, let's say I'm like, I love the sweater. And then on my birthday, Toto's like, oh, yeah, dude, I love how you love my sweater. You can have it.
No, I don't think they mean that.
That's what they mean.
They're basically describing, like, let's say, Papa gives me a jacket. So a jacket I've been handed down to me.
Oh, and then I give it
then
to you.
Then I give it to you.
But like, let's say it's your uncle's brother's sister's wife. It's someone far from you, but you also handed it down to you. It's still a gift.
Yeah.
It still have meaning.
I get that.
Yeah.
This person just hates thrifted items.
Other person said she didn't have goals, wasn't trying to progress or better her life in any way.
Right.
I think that is that's
the
a big
most
one.
Unattractive thing in the world.
Yeah. In
Let's
terms
just
of friendship.
Before we start bashing.
Yeah, you
type of person.
Yo, like
we can go on.
We speak about that on every podcast. That thing of like, I was willing to progress, but you were still not willing to progress. Yeah. One other person said, once you make me feel like you only around me for beneficial purposes.
Mm.
That one I feel.
Yeah.
That one I feel. I think is a lot of the time based off my insecurities of previous friendships. That I push onto the that I project onto my current friend.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times I do feel that one a lot. I'm gonna read the last one. Can I read the last one as well? Never congratulated me. Yo. Never liked any of the pics I'd post. Secretly always in competition. Always talked about me with my other friends. That person hates you. That's not your friend.
That's not your friend. That's your enemy. That's one thing I've been trying to do a lot more recently. Like,
what?
Congratulating and telling people that, like,
they did well.
Yeah, like, you see, like, for example, Kamo. Like, Kamo has a lot of amazing things. And, like, I always, in my head, I'm like, wow, like, you're really doing great. So now I'm trying to now say it out loud. Like, because I think a lot.
Kamo's killing YouTube, by the way. You know that?
Yeah.
Yo.
Top dog.
What?
He's on the way to becoming the next.
Yo.
So you know what I do, man?
Yeah.
I think I'm also a very nonchalant person.
I am too.
So like, I would be like chilling. I would be like, for example, I could be like, oh my gosh, dude, like I could be the most proud of, like, you see like, your birthday message on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, have I ever told you any of those things in the past 6 months? Yeah.
Never.
But that's how I feel like almost every day.
Then I was like, I remember I was like, he posted. I was like, this nigga loves likes. Like, in my mind, because I'm not used to you doing this thing.
It's a thing of like, I don't know how to directly tell you. And I know that it'll be easier for me to maybe do a post. And then it's like, I know that you receive it better.
I thought it was like a seated for my loom, like seated with Lebo and Rampedi. Post. That's what I saw. Yeah. When I saw the message, I was like, hey, rah.
Because I think a big thing between men is like we're really scared of expressing our feelings in fear of how that person will respond.
Mm.
So I'm always scared you're going to be like, oh, wait, cool, love you too, man. Like, it's going to be like a thing of like...
I thought it was very nice.
You just say you throw it for likes.
Yeah, initially, I'm taking you through the journey of like how I perceived it because of the thing of, like, we speaking about like how it's not a used to...
Yeah.
It's not like an everyday thing. But it was very sweet, bro.
Yeah.
I almost felt bad when my sister posted me once. I was like, do you see what your other, what my other siblings are doing?
What your counterpart has done.
I'm seeing what the other siblings are done. Yeah. She also gave me a message.
Like I spent like 45 minutes trying to choose that song.
What?
And like when I searched that song, I went and checked the lyrics. And
no,
I was like,
no way.
I promise you, like I was searching through like songs you liked and I was like, And then I was on YouTube, I searched songs about your brother.
That's very sweet of you, yo. Yeah. And you know that, yo.
Yeah.
Because when I saw my brother, I was like, oh, he searched... My brother, because my brother's
dude.
This is the song. Can't play for too long.
You know what it says?
It is. It was such like a YouTube thing. I don't know if I explained this. You know when you see like Abu like DDG in them or like someone like post something and then they put like music and stuff? It felt like it was like a dad. It was so cool.
True.
I loved it though.
Let's get into that game. So today's game we've got.
I loved it.
I loved it.
I've never seen about. That's what I'm saying though.
Men shut down when other men express how they feel to each other.
I liked it.
I moved on. I didn't even hear what you said. I heard I liked it.
Then
I just thought. Anyway. Guess the sport, a description of popular sports in South Africa, and you need to guess which sport it is. Credits to Darkest Man. So this is obviously done by a producer. Shout out to you. For example, people use a racket and a green ball to play.
Tennis.
That's the example.
Okay.
Game one, guess the sport. Liberal and Petey. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Players use an instrument to hit a ball into the opponent's goal. Requires skill, speed, team, sport.
Soccer, football.
Choose one.
Say it again. One more time.
Players use an instrument to hit a ball into the opponent's goal.
Ice hockey.
Okay.
That's my answer. That's
it's hockey. Yeah, of course it's hockey, dude.
Yeah, ice hockey.
Okay.
Sorry.
A fast-paced game played where players aim to score goals by shooting a ball through a hoop.
Basketball. Yeah. This is very easy.
Yeah. Two teams are trying to score points by carrying, passing, kicking, or grounding a ball.
Is this rugby or American football?
It's rugby. Play. I'm
all right, let's do the next game.
Yeah.
Let me do it for you. Okay, cool. Guess the same word from the word provided. For example, what the hell? Sorry. Guess the same word from the word provided. Example, I. Guess the word. I'm giving you the word I.
Eyelash.
Correct. Okay, so you get it. You got it now?
Yeah.
What? I have no idea how this game works. So the piece helped me. Okay, cool.
So you have to say Michael.
And then what do you say?
Then I must try guess and I'm going to be like,
I see the answers at the bottom. So I didn't see. No, there isn't.
Yeah, there's an answer. Let's move on.
Yeah.
That was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed
the game. Can I try create the game? I think I want to say like, I want to try this. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you have to guess the word based off what I say.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So obviously you already know Michael. Did you see any of the other ones?
No.
Shot. Guess shot. The word, yeah.
Hot.
No.
Shot.
Yeah.
It sounds like shot.
It has to come with it.
Shot bread.
Okay, no, you close. Shot, like, I'll give you another hint. Shot. Shot. It was shot. Shot. It was shot.
Shotgun.
Am I saying the wrong word? I meant shoot.
And what's the answer?
Photo shoot.
Oh, dude, let's move on, dude.
Oxygen. What word do you think of? Oxygen. Think of a word that correlates with it. Am I playing this game right? Aiden, am I playing this game right?
I think everyone's very confused right
am
now.
Am I? Yeah, oxygen. What's the word? Obviously, everyone's going to say?
Yeah.
A. Yes. That's how the game works. Shower. Huh? No, not gel, not shower gel. Yeah, anyone else?
No.
Yeah, it's supposed to be one word. So it's supposed to be shower gel.
We made a new game.
Oh, I made a new one. Okay.
So,
okay.
So now for shower, it can be like what? Cleanliness or like...
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. So we're going to move on to life in your 20s.
Hey guys, this is actually what the podcast is really about. So as the podcast goes, we show themes of us unpacking tweets and then going to conversation, basically.
Yeah.
So we had a bunch of short topics which come from the tweets.
And now we have topics.
And now we have topics that we have to follow through and listen to. So Should I do it or?
Yeah, go ahead.
So now today we're talking about having the courage to set boundaries and saying no to the things that don't serve you. This is so crazy because that's what we've been speaking about the whole time. At the beginning.
Yo, I feel like it's just a reoccurring message. And this is how sometimes I believe in God. I'm like,
do you see what I'm saying?
Then I say, was it a coincidence?
How have we been? Or was it God? How have we been?
It's a sign, bro.
Trying to fix this. Now, the producer made this, dude, by the way.
We don't even have a say, guys. Like, all you just say is, like, we like this direction.
And now we are speaking about what we're worried about to our audience.
Yeah.
So now we're also teaching people that maybe they should be concerned the same thing. How is that not God working through us?
Yeah.
I spoke to God. Mommy dead. I said, mommy's always speaking to God. I also spoke to God.
Okay. But let's go. So having the courage to set boundaries and saying no to the things that don't serve you. So one person said, obviously, Chili, my parents.
Child.
It's a child. It's not Chili. Child. This whole time, this thing's not Chili. Am I the only person who says Chili? Chili. My parents.
Child.
What does child mean? Like look, don't look at people.
Girl.
Okay. Girl. My parents said the issue is y'all young and don't know loyalty and how to ride hard enough for one another during hard times. Hold on now.
They say we're not really fighters. You don't have that ride or die willingness to die for a fight. This is coming from an Inglewood born and raised Rodney King riding child of a man who was in the Black Panther Party implementing free lunch.
Jesus. So she's basically saying like y'all young, what? So real,
100%.
Let's talk about this. So especially in our parents' generation, they had the mentality of
you don't give up.
You don't give up on a person.
Ride or die.
And then in our generation, someone, I don't know, was brave enough to say, you know what, we're allowed to cut off people, and then cancel culture came out. And then we started canceling people
in
our life, and then cutting cancel.
It became, she talks too loud. I don't want to date anymore.
And I want you guys to understand that disconnect between the two generations shows you why we don't have, as Black people, proper information about friendships. And we don't have anyone to actually source. Because if you speak to your mom and you say, yo, me and my partner are going through a lot, she'll be like, yo, stick sort beside him.
Excuse me, sort it out.
Not a thing of like, wait, if you should leave it, we get unhealthy. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, we don't have that advice from that previous generation. So everything we know about canceling, we're the first prototype.
We're making our own rules, and we really have information to like stand by them.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry. Yeah. 100%.
Did I agree with you? I also think it's a big thing within relationships. Come on, I speak about it a lot because I think you mentioned this, like, or someone mentioned it. In a relationship, there's three parts. And I used to be like, no, the honeymoon phase does not exist. There's a honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
And the honeymoon phase can be over a period of a year or two.
Mm.
After the honeymoon phase, there's the, okay, like I like you. We don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, we spoke about this thing, the three-year dating thing.
Yeah, we're going, like, this is nice, but like you start now appreciating the person a little bit less. Like, you know, we're going, this is cool. Yeah. Then you get to the point where you guys are starting to unpack all of the shit you don't like in the relationship.
The real things.
And it's been happening for the past year or two.
Yeah.
It's been building up. Piling. Well, obviously, the honeymoon phase was
and it's coming out of, by the way, it's coming out of now because it's like we've now spent
2 years together.
2 to 3 years or 4 years together. And now we start to need to ask the real questions.
Leave the real questions. It's the thing of like, I'm with you every day. And I want this to be as healthy as possible.
Yeah.
So now you get to the phase where it's like, okay, I don't like this.
Mm.
Like, I really don't like when you do this. Mm. I think we need to work on this. We need to like, you know, think valid things. And people don't know how to rough out that part of a relationship.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to rough out the part of being told that they're not great at
something.
Being a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very hard to hear though.
It's very hard to hear.
Do you blame? Like, let's say now, you know, you get a call from some guy, Teddy, in Cape Town.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, dude, I was with Gamma now, we had lunch. He was just talking about how much of a horrible, horrendous boyfriend you are.
Yeah.
That's how it feels like when you get to that mark. You're like, yo, in your mind, you've gotten to 3 years or the 5 months or the 1 year or the 6 months, whatever. And you're there like, wow, we got this far because I'm great at this.
Yeah.
To your now contradiction, your partner can come and say to you, by the way, you've been horrible this entire time.
So I watch a lot of like couple relationship stuff.
Yeah.
Like how to like be a better boyfriend, how to have a sustainable like relationship, right? A healthy relationship. And this was actually
brought up. You have to study for this thing.
I realized that I need advice. I need someone that understands it. Because at this point, right?
This thing needs studying.
Boy, at this
guys,
point,
Mjolo.
I realized that I can't do it alone. Because when I call my parents, bro, they're just there like, yo, dude, like, just keep going.
Just rough it out.
Rough it out.
Yeah, real though.
So, speaking about this, so men have a really bad tendency of receiving criticism as this whole relationship is horrible. Your girlfriend loves you. She gets with you. She's enjoying the whole relationship. But she doesn't like these two or three, four things. And because of how much she loves you, they weigh heavy on her. Mm. But it doesn't take away from you being an amazing boyfriend. So a big thing men do is that they assume. They assume that what their girlfriend is saying about that one thing
revolves to the whole relationship.
Talking about the whole relationship. Boss. So now that's why people can't really rough out those those parts.
Yeah. Are you relating? No. So.
See, you are wrong. You're wrong. Say sorry.
What's the link?
I'll send you the pages. Oh, really good.
What level? CFA level 54. Anyways.
So yeah, dude, that's a big thing.
Can I ask you on like now on the opposite side now? Because obviously we're saying no to things that don't serve you in terms of like a people aspect. Yeah. What are some of the physical, more tangible items that you have to say no to now? Or like lifestyle things that you have to say no to?
So I've been following this guy on Instagram. His name is Eddie. I can't remember his name. It's a guy from Nigeria living in the UK. And he really believes in the like eating things with minimal ingredients. Mm. So I've literally like, just obviously these past two,
that's
three
really
days.
That's really cool, what?
Yeah, so obviously these past two, 3 days I've been going out. So like I had KFC and like... I had KFC and I had like something at the wedding. I ate a little bit unhealthy. But for the past 8 days, I've been having no sugar, purely drinking water. I've been eating liver. I've been eating boiled eggs. I've been eating a lot of chicken.
And you sent me a photo, I remember. Yeah,
and this guy and a lot of vegetables. So he truly believes that like human beings should low-key just be eating meat with like salt and black pepper, a little bit of spice here and there. He completely hates fast food. He thinks like...
He thinks
like our communities are forcing us to have sugar and creating a sugar addiction from a very young age. Mm. So when you're young, the soil you have is good high in sugar.
I'm so addicted to sugar.
Coke is extremely high in sugar. Cold drinks, everything is high in sugar.
Yeah.
So we all are extremely addicted to sugar.
Yeah.
So he basically tries to help you detox and then help you put you in a path where you have things that truly serve you and they help you boost your immune system, they help you live a better life. You don't feel as fatigued anymore. You don't feel tired anymore. You don't feel as hungry anymore.
And do you think you're feeling all of those things?
Bro, I literally did it for like 7 days. I kid you not, the next day I barely ate because I didn't have an appetite because I felt full and I was good.
What?
But like, boy, I remember Mbai was even saying, like, she was like, dude, you've been working so hard. Like, she used to come over, we used to work 2 hours, I'd be completely tired. And then she'd be like, dude, you need to like, you know, like eat more, whatever, whatever, whatever. The past 4 days working, she's just like, dude, like, you know how much work we've been doing like these past few days? Like, you are on a roll. And I was like, dude, I've been eating better. I've been resting more.
Gymming.
And my mind just feels so like...
Like you're sharp now.
I'm sharp.
You're sharp.
And I think as people, we have a really bad tendency of trying to fix unhealthy lifestyles with like vitamins and probiotics and...
Just going straight to gym.
Bro, you need to stop trying to find a cure and work on the actual problem. Mm. And I truly think a big problem that we all have is the ability to...
I like what you're saying. So a lot of the things that humans do are reactive, not active. You feel me? So you react to the fact that like... Then you're like, okay, cool. I eat a lot of junk food, so maybe I should eat vitamins. No, you should... Counteract the problem and be active.
We should all be doing a root cause analysis of our problem.
Yeah, that's very powerful
and
stuff.
And it truly helped me understand that like medicine, okay, this might sound a bit like crazy. I'm still obviously like...
You finally hear me, ne?
Medicine is a scam.
I told...
Like a lot of things are a scam and we've got all these bodies that approve these things and they say they work, right? And they do work, but they're not meant to be consistent in you, dude.
Welcome back to Seated of Conspiracy with Tato and Liver and Fedi. Like, but one of my secret conspiracies is that medicine makes us sick. Glasses, like... The braille for eyesight makes us worse off.
Yeah.
I have a theory, like I have so many of these theories and it's because of the fact of it's capitalism and stuff, but that's just me because I'm a big conspiracy theory guy.
Did you 100%
believe
like,
in lizards?
Like capitalism has truly helped people get away with a lot of like bullshit. I mean, think about like skincare products. I truly believe skincare products work for certain types of people, right?
They really do.
Yeah. But now the problem is like you teach your body to stop
putting, dependency.
Dependency.
But some people it's like some people really does generally help.
But now you need to be doing the root cause analysis. What's creating the acne?
It's the grease and the what you're sleeping
it's
on
your diet.
And the diet.
It's your diet.
But
it's
some people generally just do need skincare products. Am I wrong? Like?
It's the same thing as taking medicine.
Yeah.
You need to find the root of the problem.
That's funny enough.
You guys know when you guys take you should be closing the toilet seat. Because when you guys take you flush, all the flying into the egg, going onto your toothbrush, onto your washing things, like, and that's what's causing acne, and also like it's just not clean. Going to your toothbrush,
you know, it's okay.
Brushing your teeth is
apparently. Well, you know how black people love Vaseline and stuff. Apparently, if this guy was telling me, he's like, if you don't use Vaseline for like a month, like a Vaseline on your lips for a month, it won't get dry anymore.
It won't get dry.
It won't get dry anymore.
But also, like,
I didn't believe him, but he told me his uncle did, and it worked.
Yeah. Also, like, dude, like, what is creating? the dehydration in your lips.
Lack of water.
Yeah.
Real.
So like we put
Vaseline. Tato is spitting right now, yo.
Well, like you,
when a nigga's like, yo, I'm broke.
Dog.
Guys, and you're like, why alone?
Dog, what's causing it? You. I'm there. But yeah, like I've really been like, really like, because I'm trying to launch this community, right?
Yeah.
Where it's called Capable. Mm. It's a podcast. It's a men's wellness community. Mm. And the purpose of it is not like me coming in as this person who understands men's wellness. It's a person who wants to understand men's wellness. But I still want to speak up. I want to bring on guests. I want to do research, have conversations, and really equip men to just have like better emotional intelligence, like just really understand themselves better. Like I was shooting the first episode a few days ago, and I'm not going to post because obviously it's a trial. And I was speaking about like how I had two phases of Tato when it comes to like communication relationships. First of all, I used to think that I knew communication. Mm. I used to be like, yeah, no, like communication is so important. I remember I did Defining Love with Mo. Mm. We've been dating for 2 months. And I was like, yeah, communication is so important. So this relationship is working. And I realized there's a difference between communicating for the sake of communicating
and like and comprehension
and actual communication. Mm. I used to communicate about small things. But what about the things inside? The things that you're scared to say, your intrusive thoughts. Mm. That is truly communicating. Communicating is saying like,
very deep stuff, yeah.
Communicating and saying like, yo, dude, okay, cool. When I talk to you and you pull a certain type of face,
yeah,
it sparks a reaction in me, making me react in this manner.
And it derives from.
And it derives from. Yeah. And it's because every time I saw my dad do what.
Now I...
So now I want you to understand that when you pull that face, it makes me react this way. But me reacting that way is not good. Also, I'm trying to work on that. Mm. But I need you to understand why we maybe built on this thing. Mm. So from your side, I appreciate an effort for you to stop pulling that face. And then from your side too, can you also like try and pull me away when you see me react to that? Like, yo,
dude. Yeah. Sorry. So with everything Tato's saying, I think what I'm going to try to do is just say that like, I think Tato's like, just to like give like a brief of like my understanding. It's like, Tato's speaking about like in communication, lifestyle, and choice, how there's two different approaches you can have. You can either be reactive or you can be active.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that you need to be present about. That's something, that's a very intentional thing to do. You have to be very active in your decisions you're going to be making.
Yes.
And I think with the being active, being accountable. Because I think for me, like with the saying no to things, one of the things that I'm trying to learn is to being accountable. The thing of like, I used to be, even with my mental health when I was in my young 20s, I had like very bad mental health problems. But the whole thing was like me blaming the world. I don't know if I'm making sense. Like the world and not working on myself. So if I'm broke, I'm like, nah, dude, but there's just no opportunity. Or if I'm like getting bad marks, I'm like, ah, oh, but the way I live. Like, and I like what you're saying because it takes on a different approach of being like, listen, let's look at what are causing these things. What are your triggers? You know, in mental health, we speak about triggers. So for example, like a dirty space, whatever. It makes you... But I really love this reactive and active thing. So maybe you guys can ask yourself, are you active or reactive with the 5 stars on Seated with Lebo and Tata Rambedi? Please give us 5 stars if you're listening to this on any stream platform. And if you're watching this on a visual thing on YouTube, please like, share, comment. Sorry, you can just like it. Yeah, Tata says I do too many call to actions. You can just like it, guys. Just like it, I guess. Or just subscribe. I don't know.
Let's try to get this episode to 5,000 likes.
Or 1 million. Oh, yeah. 5,000 likes. Sorry. Yeah.
Or 1 million.
1 million. Let's get to 1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, I want to say, if you guys are people that truly enjoy watching these episodes every single week and they do something for you, know, I'd appreciate if everyone could, like, to these people that, like, they are truly watching every week and they really enjoy it, can you take a screenshot of your, like, anything, right? Either my channel, the thumbnail, whatever. And I want you to post on your Instagram story why you watch the podcast. Mm. Like, how it makes you feel.
Like, if you've gotten to this point,
yeah,
surely you love this.
Because I think, like, we always tell people to watch the podcast, right? But we don't tell them why. Mm. And you guys also don't tell them why. So to build onto the community, can you tell them what type of emotion or what you're feeling?
Like, why does it change? What has it invoked? What have you learned? Like, you can even call it, like, the seated message. Like, you can just screenshot and be like, yo, today's seated message, I felt that I was seated with this and this and this. And that would be a very nice way to just see where we can build on narratives and help people as well in our community.
Yeah. And for people in the community to grow also, like, that would be really, really...
Yeah, but now it's close friends.
Yeah, but before that, don't take them there. So close friends is the membership. Don't worry, guys. Now I'm going to make sure you guys get extra content. They were trying to take it there. First of all, content creator of the week, of the month. Who have you been watching? Who is making you say, damn?
I'm sorry. So I'm on a, I was, and I'm only recently back, but I was on a social media break. So I have not watched any, I didn't have Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. I only had Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, so I have not been. Karabo, Karabo, K Mahap, I always pronounce his nigga's
name. Yeah, you love K Mahap.
On Twitter, he's hilarious. I had Twitter, so I say him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so things like him.
TikTok.
I didn't have TikTok. I did not have. I've been watching a lot of AMP. But that's for like research,
research purposes.
And Beta Squad, that's for research purposes. Yeah, but not anyone. Shout out to Jessica. Jessica Mashaba, she bought her parents a house. And I think that was huge. You know, usually YouTube money goes into cars and houses and apartments and clothes and status. So it's nice to see a creator give back to the people that made them. Yeah.
100%.
So shout out to her. Yeah.
You know, I like shouting out like my close friends for this thing. But like I was speaking to Richard about it like a few months ago. And he's like, dude, stop talking about people in your circle and try bring up somebody new.
Yeah, real though. Because it's an opportunity for people to try something new.
Yeah, like I'm literally scrolling on my IG now and I'm like, like who can I be like, yo, you've been working hard, like you're consistent, someone that I've never mentioned before. And I really don't know. But I want to say, I mean, he's here. I want to say shout out to Katlego. So I'm going to put Katlego's, like, I'm going to send to Davies, put his, like, IG on the thing.
Yeah.
It's Katlego Pilan. I'm gonna say it right. So Katlego Pilan, he literally creates really, really dope content. He is in the fashion space. He creates really dope. Like you see like vlogs that are just like, bro, you feel like you're watching a story.
Yeah.
So when I watch content, I like feel like there's a storyline, like something is happening A to B or A to Z. So he does that. So shout out to him. He's actually here right now. And we're trying to bring on more people to come behind the scenes. Guys, I'm trying so hard for you guys for us to have a live event, but I'm gonna make a promise. In June, we are going to be having our first ever live
event.
Thing. It's going to be at AMP Studios in Utah. We are still planning it, but I know it's going to happen because I've spoken to the owners, they are my podcast managers. And I was like, guys, give me a date in June. So I'm going to be trying to do that for you. It's going to be us. It's going to be Thought Digest. And we're going to try to get one more podcast to pull through. So maybe you guys can let us know which podcast you want to come.
I know what you're really feeling right now. Yeah.
Because who else is doing podcasts that's really cool?
I mean, there's like this gang.
Yeah.
I don't want to name names because whenever we name someone, they clip the from when I say the name and then whatever I have to say after. So I'm like, yeah, it's pretty funny. So if I say Ta, pretty funny, I'll find a TikTok tomorrow that says, LeBron Benny thinks this thing is mediocre. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Did we miss the premiere of Esmajita?
We did. That's why I was actually looking at my phone.
Oh, man.
That broke my heart so much. Yeah. That's anyway, guys, I've missed.
Movie recommendations. I want to recommend this movie. Dude, I've been watching it on Netflix, Maze Runner. I think it's an old movie. It's basically about these kids who are in this maze and they have to get out and they've been put there for a specific reason.
Are you describing Maze Runner right now?
Yeah.
Has everyone not watched Maze? Aiden, have you watched Maze Runner?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you guys watched Maze? I feel like everyone is like, you haven't watched Maze Runner yet. Yeah. Yo, what?
Yeah. Not everybody grew up.
Sorry.
With DSTV. Watching Maze Runner. No, grew up watching Maze Runner.
Oh, I thought you meant DSTV.
Yeah. So I'd really recommend Maze Runner. Netflix just posted the three movies. No, there's three of them.
Yes, yeah.
For sure. And they literally continue in like the exact same storyline. I think they shot them.
Where it ends, the other one starts.
Literally.
It's a bit
irritating. So
it's great. I think you don't know. You could. The reason you're watching one sitting, you're busy watching three movies. You don't know we had to wait 10 years for those movies to come out. We had to wait 2 years in between. Yeah. That's what. Those are the things that you don't get when you don't watch movies like when they come out, guys. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? You like that. Anyways, I'm a big.
Yeah,
I'm a big movie series head, so like I hate it when people just say, "Nah, it's also it's hard, dude." Anyway, sorry. Which will tell you, I watched all of the Avengers. It was really bad. You don't know. You had to wait 2 years, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 2 years for the continuation of that story, in anticipation of what's next.
You sound like parents that say like, "Yo, you know, we used to walk."
And, okay.
Yeah. Another one I want to recommend is I think it's called The Gentleman.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Is it The Gentleman?
Yes, it's called it's a series.
Yeah, the series. The guy that inherits his...
Yeah, so it's based off the movie, Gentleman.
Okay, I didn't watch that movie then.
Yeah, so again, when people just watch movies and they don't see where the movie derives from, it really bothers me because how are you watching a movie but you don't have context of what type of...
I don't know about Gentleman.
Anyways, it's called Gentleman. It's called Gentleman. Yeah.
Those are my recommendations. Lev, what are your recommendations? Damn.
So I want to recommend Poor Things. Beautiful movie, man.
Yeah.
I think I discussed this with you. Like off camera, but basically what happens is that a woman is committing suicide, right? And she's like in her early like 30s, 20s, late 20s, right? And she's pregnant. So they see that the body is brain dead, but the baby is alive. right, in the stomach. So they take the brain of the baby and put it into the mother's head, right? And she survives. So then now what we see is that this person is now, the brain now has to grow to the point of the body's age, right? And the whole movie is about
what
how,
the hell?
And keep in mind, bro, I want to say this. I know it really sounds crazy, but she's also very beautiful. She's very beautiful. The actress is stunning. I think it's Emily Blunt, but I'm not sure. Emily Blunt. She's the lady from La La Land. I forgot her name. But anyways,
Forgot her name.
But anyway, so now she's very beautiful. So now there are men that are taking care of her, but they also notice how, I guess she's a child, so she'll take off her clothes.
Oh my gosh, please watch
so people are. It's in
she's level so good at making movies sound amazing.
Yo, that movie, it changed my perspective on so much things. Cause like the guy, so the one guy is raising her,
yeah,
right? And then he's like, he hires like an assistant.
Yeah.
And the assistant is like taking care of and making notes, but the girl's like she can be naked sometimes, or she's like, she's just a kid, but she's in a woman's body. So then she learns about, like, for example, but she's just a kid. I want you to understand that, man. Like, so she looks old. She looks how you old. But then you're just there like, oh, you're like, I just learned how to masturbate today. Like, masturbating's nice. And you do it all the time because you're just a kid. You have no concept of reality. And the guy that she lives with, that is her dad in the story, right, who did the surgery, he teaches her that he's God. So he's like, no, God make those things go away when she's a child. So she just easily accepts this guy's random guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
That movie is really good. And then series recommendation, I stick by it, I stand by it, I will recommend it every single week, is Shogun. Please make sure you watch Shogun. I feel like I'm the number one Shogun ambassador. That movie is brilliant. That series is brilliant.
I shouldn't bring this up. I used to want to watch things with Level Graying off so bad.
I never wanted to.
And you never want to. And he's watching such good things.
Yeah, this guy talks during movies. He talks where he talks or he pauses. He needs to go somewhere. We used to watch Hawaii 5-0. You remember Hawaii 5-0, yeah, Tato? Tato used to love Hawaii 5-0. But you know what the problem with Hawaii 5-0? It was his show. That means he could decide when to pause, when to volume up, volume down, rewind. I didn't get that part. What did he say? He rewinds.
Oh.
What? I love watching a movie straight.
And I love whenever I see a really good moment in a series, like I will go back. And
yeah, you'll be like, rewatch. Yo, did you see that? And then we'll go back and we see it. I'm the same. I will pause. Like if I'm watching, like, I'll pause and then I'll be like, oh, did you see that? Because I like to teach whoever I'm with about the fine arts of film. I feel like I'm qualified. I've been watching movies since I was like 8, but I think that's every movie head who watches like gang movies.
Yeah.
But so yeah, guys, that's my movie recommendation. So
yo, what? Blah, blah, blah,
blah. That's my movie recommendation and my series recommendation. So please watch Shogun. Above the two, watch Shogun.
You spoke about Shogun last
watch
time.
Watch Shogun.
I started it, but I was too, I can't pass it.
Take serious. Don't watch it during nighttime.
Like I'm going to dedicate to it.
Yo, like you need to dedicate. It's a good storyline.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately, but poor things you'd love. I think you'd be like, what? The shots, Tato.
Okay. Don't tell me no. Tell me
the
no.
The shots of poor things.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to wrap it up for you guys. So if you guys not know, Thought Digest and See Someone, let me have opened up a community. Yeah. A paid community.
Yeah. We call it Class Friends.
A memberships club. So basically, for everyone watching on YouTube, the podcast is done. But to our members, you guys know we've got that extended clip, a nice 20 to 30 minute extra long piece of content for you guys. I just want to say thank you to all of the members, guys. We really appreciate you guys. Yeah. The monthly subscription is really helping us invest back into the podcast. Like, one thing we've been struggling with recently is our cameras overheating. We now bought a fan from the memberships money. To buy get yeah. that, which is really, really cool. So like everything that comes from Memberships Club, we try reinvest it into the talent, into Thought Digest, into Seated, into Mami, to myself, and into Level. So really appreciate you guys. It's the Close Friends.
But it's time for Close Friends. Bye.
Thank you for watching, guys. Please do give us 5 stars if you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube. Please subscribe if you haven't yet. I'll see you guys next time. Choo. Let's get up on it, girl, if you want it. Rayman, look at my rants. Baby, give me a life. Baby, living a life. Rayman's in catamarans.